Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Kick back here at the Southwood County Ice Arena, and we are in our second intermission. Lumberjacks trailing by a score of 6-0. Let's recap the scoring from this one. It was the first period, 3 goals for Caleb Shorer in that first period of hockey, the 4:30 mark, an even strength goal, assisted by Grant Sharmer and Luke Kreuzer, and it was 1-0. Another even strength goal for Shorer at the 7:56 mark, with assists going to Casey Esselman and Luke Kreuzer. And then he scored his third goal on a breakaway, 13:46, even strength goal assisted by Casey Esselman. Shorer started the scoring early in the second period with an unassisted goal that hit off the skate of one of the East defensemen in front and went in, fired in from the side by Shorer, and he had four straight goals to start the scoring tonight. And then Rapids gets a couple of other goals in the second period, one scored by Luke Gauzy, the senior, with assists going to Dan Overfelt and the other assist went to Gage Simon, 5:42 mark. And then the sixth goal scored by senior Ryan Procno. And the way they were celebrating, it would seem to me that Ryan Procno doesn't score very much. They were really excited for him to get one, with the assist going to Casey Esselman. That was his third assist of the night. He's got a playmaker. Saves in the period. Ian Corbett getting peppered. 17 saves in the period for a two-period total of 23. And for Tyler Gilbert of Wisconsin Rapids, 3 saves for a two-period total of 9. And it is 6-0 here in the second. If we look ahead, as we mentioned, the Lumberjacks have one more game, a non-conference game at Black River Falls tomorrow night. No radio for that. We'll be with the basketball team tomorrow night. And then the tournament begins for East next Tuesday. They'll be on the road in Minocqua to take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds, and we'll have that game for you Tuesday night as part of our hockey doubleheader. Everest is in action as well against Tomahawk. The other games in that regional, Rhinelander at Mosinee, Merrill playing at Stevens Point, Pacelli. Wausau West was the one seed. They get a bye, and they'll get the winner of the East Lakeland game next Thursday night at Marathon Park, a week from tonight. West, at last report, was leading Stevens Point 1-0 in that game at Marathon Park. If West wins, they will win the Valley Conference title outright. If West loses and Rapids holds on to this big lead here, then Rapids and West would tie for the Valley Conference title. Antigo is the 2 seed in the sectional, and they will take on the winner of the Merrill-Pacelli game. Northland Pines, the 3 seed. They await the winner of the Rhinelander-Mosinee game at the Palace, the old barn at Eagle River, a week from tonight. And then the winner of the DC Everest-Tomahawk game will take on the number 4 seed, Stevens Point, and that game being played at KB Willett next Friday night. Wisconsin Rapids is the 1 seed in the regional, and they will get a home game in their regional. They get a bye in the first round, and they await the winner of Black River Falls and Toma. So their next game will be next Thursday night. Marshfield from the Valley gets sent to a different sectional altogether. They're over with the Eau Claire area schools, and they take on Shawamigan Phillips in a game next Tuesday night in Marshfield, with the winner advancing to take on Eau Claire Memorial a week from tomorrow night, Friday night, at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. The other number 1 seeds around the state, Hudson is a number 1 seed in the northwestern part of the state. Verona is a number 1 seed down in a sectional down in the Madison area. And the undefeated and ranked first team in the state, Green Bay Notre Dame, is a number 1 seed, as you might imagine. And they are in a sectional with a bunch of the teams from the Fox River Valley. The Appleton teams, Ashwaubenon's in there, De Pere's in there, Nina, Bayport, Oshkosh, and so on. Homestead is a number 1 seed in the sectional down in the southern part of the south of the Fox Valley, the Fond du Lac area. There's also some of the Milwaukee schools in that regional, university schools in there, Beaver Dam, Sheboygan, and so on. And in the other sectional are teams from the southern part of the state. The number 1 seed there is Waukesha North. They're a co-op team. They're in with Kettle Moraine and Stoughton, Beloit, Janesville, Greendale's in there, Whitefish Bay, and so on. So those are the hockey playoffs that are set to begin next Tuesday. We're in our second intermission and being entertained now by the Wisconsin Rapids figure skaters for a few minutes here at this Wisconsin Rapids High School game. So we'll take one more timeout, come back, and get set to go. It's a 6-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey on Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
South King's back here at the Southwood County Ice Arena. The team's returning to the ice. We're set for this third period here. East will start a man down. Austin Cummings getting a penalty with 1 second remaining in that second period, an interference call. And so East will have a power, or Rapids will have a power play here to begin the third, already leading 6-0. I think one thing that the East coaches, Mike Pulkkinen and Dean Rasmussen, would like to see here for the rest of this game is effort. They're overmatched. The game is out of reach, but they want to see him keep skating, playing hard. Don't get cheap. Don't get, you know, don't lose your cool. They want to see some effort here, I think, is what they would like to see. The puck is loose and then knocked in shorthanded by Andrew Daynell. Thrown at the net, and Gilbert's got to make a save on that. That's a good opening sequence for the Lumberjacks. Shorthanded, they get the puck in the zone, and Andrew Daynell gets a shot from a tough angle, but Gilbert makes the save on that and gets a whistle. We are in running time. The clock will move. The only stoppages will be during goals and while they set the penalty time on the clock for penalties. Rapids on the power play, has it in their own zone. I think you're going to see some of the Rapids reserves get more time here. Senior night here, maybe they'll get some of the senior reserves in for more time here in this third period of a 6-0 game. Raiders dump it in behind the East net and will give chase. Sam Romanski will win the race, try to get it out. Held in, though, nicely. Centering pass, high slot. There's a shot back door. They had a man. Nice pass. And they couldn't get the shot on net. Nice pass for Rapids by Gage Simon. And East able to grab the puck and send it down to the other end. 48 seconds remaining in the penalty. Pass ahead. Here comes Rapids. And here they come into the zone. Gage Simon with it. Behind the net, sends it to the corner and along the near boards. Stepping up and holding the zone for Rapids with Sam Storley. Puck loose behind the net. They cycle it to the corner. Luke Gauzy sends it out to the point. Storley makes a fake, gets free down in the corner again. They got a man in the slot. He couldn't get a shot away. Dan Overfeld fanned on it. There's a shot. Corbett makes a save on that. A wrister from the point by Jacob Mormon. And we get a whistle, and that should kill off the rest of the penalty as the clock keeps moving. Ben Feck will take this faceoff for East. Out to the point. And the penalty is over. Lumberjacks back to full strength. They take away the pipe, the puck, and now they've got a 3-on-2. Jack Knuckles will chip it in and go behind the net and get it. Overskated it though and lost an edge and went down. Now a turnover. Gabe McGinnity in the corner. Poke checked away from him. Rapids with it. And they'll skate it out of the zone. Cross ice pass too long. But it goes off the stick of the Rapids player. So they wave off icing. Raiders are going to get a change. Feck lost the handle on the puck. Now he's going to be pressured by Shore, who's back out there. He sends it all the way off the glass. Now they've got McGinnity down on the other end. He can't win the race. Storley gets there first and grabs the loose puck. Sends it to the corner. They hold the zone. Cravens will shoot. Dan Gilbert makes the save. The rebound behind the net. And now a turnover in the zone. There's a shot by Cravens. That's blocked. Pascula tries to hold the zone, but he gets it taken away out to center ice. Here comes Rapids into the zone. Cruiser has it. Shoots. That puck is blocked by Holcomb. Goes over the top of the net. Rapids sends it out to the point. One time slap shot. Save made by Corbett. The rebound grabbed by East. Big slapper by Casey Esselman right there. East will chip it into the zone. Cravens gives chase. Sends it through the crease. And then Cravens gets blasted into the boards. And no whistle. Wow. He got blasted from behind. Can barely get up and skate off. He's going to try to skate off under his own power. Cannot believe that was not a penalty. He got nailed from behind, and they let him play on. Puck gets sent out of the zone by East, and then Rapids dumps it right back in. Cravens is an obvious discomfort as he comes to the bench. And that's something that East doesn't need here at the end of the season is another injury. Rapids into the zone with it. There's a shot. Corbett, the save made on that. Puck directed to the far boards. Out to the point. Sharmer with it. And sent all the way around to the near boards. Comes out to the point. Rapids holds the zone. Dumps it back in deep. Comes off skated. Now East is going to skate it out. Landon Daniel with it. Cross center ice. Tried to chip it in. It goes off somebody on the Rapids bench, and we get a whistle. Puck continues to move. 12:36 to play here in the third. Still to come tonight. DC Everest Hockey. Chris Connolly on the call from Greenheck. Puck comes into the zone. Rapids wins it. And it'll be an icing call against Wisconsin Rapids. Puck will come back down. And a faceoff coming in the East offensive zone. 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids. About 12 minutes to play here in the third period. At last report, West was leading Stevens Point 1-0. We'll try to get an update on that. And the puck comes out of the zone. Here comes Rapids, taken away though by Pascula. Nice back check by Nick Pascula. Here comes East back the other way. Andrew Daniel fights through pressure. Lost the handle on the puck though, and it's chased down by Casey Esselman. He backhands the puck ahead. Knuckles holds the zone for a moment. Now Esselman will grab it, tries to pass it. It goes off the skate of Ben Feck. Comes to center ice. Feck will flick it back the other way. Here comes East into the zone. Can they get a shot? Passes attempted by McGinnity. Knocked away. Now out to the point. Now penalty coming against Rapids. And it will be a roughing call against Rapids. And East will get a man advantage here. And to the box will come Grant Sharmer. It'll be a roughing call against Sharmer. East will get the man advantage here with 11:22 to play. And they have a faceoff in the offensive zone. Trying to get off the schneid here. They trail 6-0. Knuckles out on top. Down low to Feck. Backhands it down low behind the net. Andrew Daniel tries to grab control of it, being pressured. Now it's Daniel. Out to the point to Romanski. He has to scramble to hold the zone. Sends it back down low. Andrew Daniel behind the net. Skates it to the corner. To Landon Daniel. Back to Andrew. Back to Landon. They play catch with it. Now out to the point. Romanski one-timer. Gilbert to save. The rebound's in front. Shot! Oh, and another block. A pad save made by Gilbert on the hard shot by Landon Daniel. East controls it. They have the man advantage. Comes out to the point. Ben Feck with it. Feck winds up. Takes a slapper. That didn't get through. The rebound. Oh, over the top. Landon Daniel. Now another shot. And a goal. And the Lumberjacks are on the board here with a power play goal. They kept at it. There were a number of rebounds. And East is able to stop the running clock here with 10:36 to play in the third on a power play goal. I think it was Knuckles who got it. But we'll wait for the call. And the Lumberjacks get their first goal of the night here in the third. Power play goal. On the third rebound. Face off at center ice. And Rapids will grab it. They're looking to get it back quickly. They shoot. That goes wide. Able to hold the zone now. The Lumberjacks try to get it out. Can't. Drop pass, and Stephen Martel gets it out of the zone for East. Flicks back in on net. Corbett will grab that and then hand it off to his defenseman. Lumberjacks will flip it high off the glass. That's too far. The Rapids defenseman run it down. Pass ahead to center ice. Poked away to the corner, or to the sideboards, and then knocked in. Behind the East net again. Romanski will grab it.
Number six, Jack Knuckles.
Knuckles will get the goal. Andrew Daniel and Ben Feck get the assists on the goal by Jack Knuckles. Rapid centering pass in front, and then East is able to clear it out of the zone. Cody Krasowski to center ice. He'll dump it in. And East will get a change here with 9:37 to play in the third. 6-1 Wisconsin Rapids. Puck to center ice, knocked away. Andrew Daniel will pick up the loose puck. Reese centering pass, and that's taken away by Wisconsin Rapids. And now back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Andrew Dano gets to the blue line, carries it in, centering pass. Knuckles gets knocked off the puck. Can they get a shot away? No. Knuckles gets knocked down again as he tried to get a stick on that. Here comes Rapids back the other way. 3-on-1. Pass in front. Oh, and Corbett pokes that away to the side boards. East is able to clear it the length of the ice. They'll get an icing call. They wanted to slow things down a little bit. Once again, Rapids with a 3-on-1 odd man rush. This is the speed showing once again there, especially in this third period. East, of course, has been playing with a short bench most of the year. And by the third period of games, they're just gassed in many cases. 9:03 to play here. 6-1, Wisconsin Rapids. Centering pass, high slot, shot, and that goes over the top of the net. Rapids with it. They try to center. It goes off the back of the net. Now we got a couple of players tangled up behind the net. That was Pascula and also Matt Edwards. East able to grab the loose puck this time. Austin Cummings tries to send it in deep. Grabbed by the Rapids defense, and here they come back the other way. Quickly again, odd man rush. Into the zone. Shot. Corbett the save, and there's no rebound. Hard wrister by Luke Kreuzer, and Corbett makes the save. 8:35 to play here in the third. 6-1, Wisconsin Rapids. Don't forget triple-header basketball tomorrow night. Everest and Weston, girls and boys hoops, followed by the East boys taking on Merrill. Face-off is loose, comes to the board, sent in deep behind the East net. Rapids along the boards, pinned up there by Romanski, comes out to the point, held in, hard shot. That deflects off the leg of Holcomb to the corner. Hard wrister from the top by Sharmer for Rapids. Raiders send it down deep. Romanski makes a move to get free, but the Raiders take the puck away. Centering pass comes out to the point, thrown back in way wide into the corner. Andrew Daniel gives it up, and Rapids will hold the zone again. Oh, centering pass that came off of the back of the leg of Corbin. It almost went in, but it went behind the net again. Now it comes to the boards. East cannot clear the zone. Puck down in the corner. Romanski will grab it there, send it hard around the boards. Opposite blue line, shot thrown in. That's a hard wrister, and it's blocked before it got through. Held in again out there by Casey Esselman. Comes around to the near boards. Battle for it there. Now East will be able to clear it. Here they come out of the zone. McGinnity overskated it, but he is able to flick it forward while East gets a change. Long pass ahead. That'll be an icing call against Wisconsin Rapids, and East will get an offensive zone faceoff. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. And Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Lumberjacks win the draw. Krasowski's shot is blocked. Rapids grabs it behind their own net. Send it around to the far boards. Comes out of the zone. That attack stopped by Knuckles. Now Rapids will chip it in deep, down low. Lumberjacks grab it, bring it out of the zone. Here comes Cody Krasowski. Krasowski into the zone, throws it at the net. Gilbert, a glove save. He'll hang on to it and get a whistle with 6:42 to play. East will get an offensive zone face-off here with 6:42 to play in the third, trailing 6-1. Rapids wins the draw, comes out to the point. Holcomb holds it in, though, and dumps it back behind the Rapids net. They try to break it out far boards and will. Cross-ice pass intercepted by Trevor Holcomb. Rapids looking to get it in deep, and now they will. Romanski will run it down behind his own net. Stop. Now he's being pressured. Makes a nice move to get free. Flicks the pass ahead. Andrew Bailey out there for a shift. Can't hang on to it. He gets dumped down at center ice. Rapids with it at center ice now. Puck comes loose. Bailey will grab it. Try to flick the pass ahead to Landon Dano. Puck along the boards over there. Rapids tries to carry it in. Big collision. Romanski gets tangled up. Puck comes loose to the near boards. Austin Cummings gets ridden into the boards. Fights through the check. Tries to get it in deep. Taken away by Jacob Mormon for the Raiders. 5:45 to play in this one. Babbitts gets to center ice and dumps it in. They're going to get a change as Trevor Holcomb will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Holcomb will skate it ahead. Now flip it high off the glass. Goes off the skate of Andrew Daniel at center ice. Rapids back the other way with it. Ben Feck will run down the loose puck. Send it around to the far boards. East wins that battle for the puck. Cross ice pass. And it's grabbed by Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity will flick it in deep. And it's loose down to the corner. Now Rapids grabs it behind their own end. Take it away. Centering pass. Oh, East had a man there. They couldn't get a stick on it. Had two men in front that time. Rapids looking to clear it. Oh, big check by Pascula. And he's going to the box as he blasts one of the Rapids players from behind. And it's going to be on Pascula. He's going to the box. It's going to be a checking from behind penalty. That'll be a 2 and a 10 at least. At least it didn't bash him into the boards. It was about three steps away from the boards. 2 to 10, they're going to give Nick Pascula. Somebody's got to come in and serve that two-minute penalty. So it will be Stephen Martell who will serve the penalty for the Lumberjacks. The 2 minutes, and Nick Pascula will be in the box for the rest of the game. So it'll be a power play here for Wisconsin Rapids. They have a 5-goal lead, 6-1. Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Puck comes loose to the corner. Comes out to the point. And it's knocked behind the net. Knuckles, now Romanski. Sends it along the boards. Can he clear it? They will. Length of the ice. And Rapids has to chase it down. Storley will run it down Rapids behind his own net. And now they're going to attack. Here they come. Get to center ice and dump it in. East has got to win a race here, and they can't. Jack Knuckles ties up a couple of Rapids players behind the net. Now it comes free. Rapids has it out to the point. Storley goes cross ice. Mormon down low. Turning. Face off dot. Now down low again. Now out on top. Mormon with it. Makes the shot. Gives it over to Storley. Storley backs up. Back to Mormon. Now they get it down low again. He's doing a good job of playing the umbrella here. Storley looks inside. Now down low the other side on the far side. Back out on top. Now they get it down low again. Centering pass. Nobody there for Rapids. Comes out to the point. Mormon sends it back over to Storley. Now Mormon gets it back. Walks it in. Now down low. Cody Cole, centering pass, knocked away. Good job, Landon Daniel intercepted that one and knocked it to the other end on net. 3:29 to play here. Just 30 seconds remaining on the man advantage for Wisconsin Rapids. Raiders skating back the other way out of the zone. That stopped at center ice and sent back the other way by Jack Knuckles. Just a couple of seconds remaining here in the penalty. Rapids trying to get one more rush forward here. They get it into the zone, chip it in deep. Penalty is over. East is back at full strength. And it comes along the boards, and East able to clear the zone. Back to center ice. Rapids will dump it right back in, but it's grabbed by Knuckles. He's going to skate it ahead. He's got some space. Gets the pass ahead into the zone. Andrew Daniel has it poke checked away from him, and here comes Rapids back the other way. They get to center ice and will just throw it in deep now. They're just playing dump and chase here with a 6-1 lead. They grab control of it though, try to send it out to the point. Nobody there. Rapids was changing their defenseman. So it comes out of the zone. Just 2:20 to play here in this one. They'll dump it in again. Corbett sticks that aside. And Romanski sends it to the far corner. Big check over there. Andrew Daniel comes away with it out to the point. There's a shot that deflected, went wide off the stick of Colton Capel, a freshman getting a shift of defense here for Wisconsin Rapids. They have it down in the corner. Ben Feck tries to get control of that. Comes in, oh, deflects in on net. And Corbett made a blocker save on that. Out on top, and they can't hold the zone. And now Knuckles will pick up the loose puck. Actually, that is Austin Cummings will pick up the loose puck and send it ahead. But Rapids quickly brings it back the other way with a minute and a half to play. There's a shot. Corbett to save on that. And he gets a whistle. A minute 33 to play. 6-1. Rapids with the lead. And trying to get a West score for you here. Cummings will dump it in, and now he comes away with the puck, takes a shot, and a save made by Gilbert, and we get a whistle. Austin Cummings got a hard shot on goal that time, and Gilbert made a save, and it's down on his pad. And we'll get a faceoff, an offensive zone faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Looks like Point actually took a lead in that game with West, but West has tied it 3-3 in the third period. Wild one at Marathon Park. Rapids grabs the loose puck. Point wins that game. Rapids will tie West for the title in the Valley Conference. Drop pass. Backdoor pass for Rapids, and it goes to the corner. He's looking to clear it. Here they come. Nice move getting free. That's Feck. Feck carries it into the zone. Pass on net for a shot toward the front of the net, and it's knocked to the corner. 1 minute remaining in the game. Feck centers it. Shot. That goes high to the far boards. Rapids grabs control of it. And behind the Rapids net. Battle for the puck. Along the blue line, 36 seconds remaining. Rapids will send it ahead. They're going to wave off icing, and Rapids wins the race to the puck. Hard shot goes way wide off the stick of Tanner Case and out of the zone. Puck loose at center ice. Knuckles backhands it ahead. Pardon me. There's a shot. As Rapids carries it into the zone, fires a shot over the top of the net. 13.5 seconds remaining here in this one. 6-1 Wisconsin Rapids. I'm reading some tweets from the West Point game. And it looks like one of the West Warriors players got kicked out of the game. And remember, earlier in the year, they got two game misconducts. They couldn't afford another one. And that's the end of the game here. And Wisconsin Rapids will earn a victory here on Senior Night by a score of 6-1.